is the Jeep. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we're now into hour number two. Mike and Richard and Alex and David and Charles, your calls are coming up here in just a minute or so. Then I want to get into all these new news articles since we covered it yesterday. U.S.-trained Mexican commandos pose threat to authorities. Now they only care because they're killing so many cops and federal officers, and tourism is totally imploding along the southern border. I mean, people don't have an idea what's going on in the rest of the country because there's a national news blackout on this, but it's all over local news. Over 100 murders in the last year by these guys. Trained at the School of Americas by the U.S. government. Doctors in England and the government are saying they need to ban kitchen knives. They're very evil. A poll majority say they'd be likely to vote for Hillary Clinton. From USA Today, what a nightmare. Got an expert in the Bilderberg Group from Madrid, Spain, an award-winning journalist joining us. Speaking of Spain, an explosion hits another train station. Thank God no one was hurt. New alert over gender-bending chemicals that are in the foods we eat. Our boys are turning into girls, and our girls are maturing way too early. Very dangerous. U.S. wants to be able to access British ID cards and just so much more. We'll also get into this Downing Street memo showing premeditated lying about WMDs with Lord Bush and Lord Blair. Right now, Mike in New York. Mike, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Hello, sir.
Pleasure being on the show, Alex. I apologize. I was on hold about a week ago, and when you came to me, I was unavailable to the phone. Sorry to cause some dead air at the time.
Well, that's all right, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. First, your video's great, making copies, circulating it, turning everybody on around here, and a lot of people are very impressed with that work, Alex, so it's a great job.
Thank you, Mike.
Alex, you know, everything you've been covering reminds me of Mel Gibson's movie Braveheart. You know, I watched it quite a few times because I was very impressed how Mel, with the storyline, really revealed that this is how they operate. You know, we're going to breed the Scots out of Scotland. And now they're doing that to us, basically. They want to wipe out the middle class. They're flooding our country with illegals. It's very much parallel to what they did to the American Indians in the 1800s. They're trying to do everything they can to get us off our property, and they plan on giving it to these third worlders for their New World Order state, where the United States is now, just like you've been
saying.
Well,
actually, these third worlders are used to not owning property, so they plan to have them as their slaves and everybody else as well.
Precisely.
Instead of all these illegals joining us in the battle against the New World Order, which is actually happening. When I'm able to reach out to these people and they can understand me, they understand and wake up. Because they've never heard the truth. When they hear the truth, it clicks.
That's right. And we're up against, like you've always said, devil worshippers. And as we covered in the past, the United States is definitely special. We had great founding fathers, supernatural events surrounding Washington and the whole foundation of this country. And to this day, the Americans got to realize God loves this country, and we're just being tested. He wants to see how much we love him and the freedom that we've been given, like unlike any other people on this planet. And do we deserve it? And so come on, Americans, wake up. Start living a more godly way of life, and all we need to do is pray. If we're virtuous and we pray, we can dispel this dark cloud so fast, but the light of God never fails.
I hear you, my friend. Thanks for the call. And, you know, none of us are perfect. You know, the phony Christian media says that it's all about acting like you're good and you know, just going to church. And folks, no, it's about standing up against corruption, taking the risk that liberty demands and that liberty needs, and just moving forward. Not all the petty trappings, but just loving God and doing the best you can. All right, we'll be right back with Richard and Alex and David and Charles and many others and a ton of news, so don't touch that dial.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, coming up, an expert on the Bilderberg Group will be joining us from Madrid, Spain, an award-winning journalist with some new developments. He's been covering it for the last few years. I want to get into Viagra. A new report out might make you go blind. For all these drugs, there's unseen side effects. You need to always gauge the side effects for the, quote, benefits. That's some of what's coming up as well. Right now, Richard in Alabama. Richard, good to hear from you. Welcome.
Hi. I want to give you a little anecdotal example or evidence that we're under international law rather than the Constitution. When a white man is stopped for driving with no license, he's usually a teenager, and what they do is they create for him a driver's license record suspended and a number, and they don't ask him to sign anything. He's just got a record. And the next time they stop him, they add on a charge of no insurance. Now, a Mexican who's stopped, they will ask him to please get a driver's license, but they will not force it on him. And if they give him a ticket, when he goes to court, he just skips away on jurisdiction. Usually they don't show up, and if they don't show up, they usually don't even issue a warrant. And, well, it's just getting so that if you can prove that you're not an American, you can skip away from traffic court. You don't have to worry about it. And you don't need any insurance, and you don't need a driver's license, and in fact, you'd be really stupid to get a driver's license in Alabama. If you don't have to, if you can get away without one, you'd be stupid to even apply. And
well,
let me
agree with you. If you're Asian, if you're black, if you're white, you're held to those rules. But it is true. Again, I have a friend who manages the biggest apartment complex in Austin, the biggest property management company in the nation. And they were told two Christmases ago at a big meeting in Dallas, we have done a secret deal with the federal government. We're one-third public housing. If they are immigrants, they are allowed from Latin America. They are allowed to have turned to an apartment. But if a citizen who's got money does it, run them out. If they have somebody visiting for more than a week, run them out. We want to make room for these people. We don't have to pay taxes anymore because we're covertly doing this. It's Bush pays for the health care of the illegals, but I have friends who can't get life-saving surgery, and they don't have the money, so they're just out of luck. We know about extra tuition for illegals with Republicans pushing it everywhere with Democrats. We know that they accept the consul matricula cards. I've been at the bank watching an illegal being given a bank account with nothing. But then they run me through the ringer and ask me how much money I got, what my net worth is, and all these Know Your Customer Act things. It's a double-edged system designed, or a dual system, and you're right. It is the Pan-American Union. It's already being set up right now, open meetings. The Supreme Court says they follow international law. And citizens are the suckers. We're the people to be fed on, to be sucked on, and then they're bringing in, they've set all these incentives up to bring all the illegals of the world here to then drive down wages, further balkanize the nation, and there's even big Ford Foundation documents on this. So I don't want these illegals to smirk and say, we're involved in a revolution, we're taking down your government, let's burn an American flag, like they love to do at these rallies. Well, the federal government loves you and funds you. You're exactly. They hate America. They're dissolving America. Look, the illegal aliens are the enzyme that a mosquito, when it puts its proboscis into your skin, it pumps an acid in that liquefies the blood cells so it can slurp it up easier. And that's all the illegals are, is what the mosquito, the New World Order, is injecting into us so they can more properly assanguinate us and suck the juices out.
Alex, it's not just the Mexicans. It's anyone who can prove that he's not an American.
No, that's what I just said. Well, but we always talk about Latin America because that's the 80% of it. But no, it's the Poles, it's the Russians, it's the Chinese, it's the Indians. I mean, under this new amnesty, unlimited skilled workers who work for a third of what Americans will that who paid $100,000 for their degree. I mean, I know people. Hispanic, white, it doesn't matter. We've got 2-3 degrees, and they're good engineers. And they got out of college 10 years ago and were never even able to pay off their college debts. And then the Indians come in, get free tuition because they're foreigners. They get it, and they're right back taking their jobs, and they're ordered. You got 6 more months of a job, train these people, and you're fired after that. I mean, folks, this is how they're doing it.
Yeah. They also are eroding our tax base by bringing in all these foreign-owned companies with industrial development incentives that take their land off of the property tax.
No, role. I know. Look, Samsung doesn't have to pay taxes here in Austin. None of these foreigners do. And all they are is little plants to put the stuff together that they built, in China or in South Korea. And the jobs are even leaving Mexico now with NAFTA and GATT and the free trade area of the Americas in, under these international treaties. I mean, folks, this is it's all about monopoly. The globalists are using the third world to create a monopoly of economic control, and they'll be done with the illegals soon enough. I mean, things are going to get so bad here, the Congressional Budget Office even admits that a lot of these illegals will just go home.
I don't know. They won't go home. They can't. Those countries won't allow them back.
Well, within 15 years, it'll actually slow.
Well, they won't allow those people to come back in. They want them to leave.
Well, that's another problem. The dregs come here, predominantly. The dregs. The criminals. The people running from something.
Running from the police, and they come over here, and they're free.
And then we get scared. You ought to see this newscast I've got from Fox down on the border. I played last night on TV to analyze it. And it said, don't worry, we're putting cameras up everywhere and more police, and we're going to have checkpoints in South Texas. That will keep you safe from the drug gangs. But then the drug gangs are run by the CIA and control the police.
Uh-huh.
I'm not kidding.
But we definitely
Here's the headline, KVOA TV Tucson, U.S. trained Mexican commandos pose threat to authorities.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call. Good points, Richard. Alex in Connecticut. Alex, go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Pretty good, Alex.
Sorry, I'm on cordless phone. This is pretty cool. I haven't been trying to... I wanted to talk to you for a long time.
Is this an echo? Alex? Yes, Alex. What's going on, man?
Hey, I heard you on... I was watching something on Sky Angel, and it was called Megiddo, the March to Armageddon, Bible Prophecy in the New World Order. And it kind of opened my eyes, and then a few months later, I heard you on Coast to Coast. And it was a show I had never heard of, and some guy told me about it. And I'm like, man, I got to take this guy out. So I go to your website, and I've been watching, I ordered a lot of your documentary films. And I saw that here that you're in Connecticut, Bridgeport, WICC 600 AM. Well, I called the station. They said, we no longer carry the GCN network. I'm like, okay. And I'm thinking probably because it's near New Haven.
Stations get bought and sold, and the problem is, I don't know where it is on my website because I keep trying to find it. There's like a two-year-old list on there. Okay, we have more affiliates than ever, but the network has that list, and I want that off my. In fact, email Ryan right now and tell him find that old list of affiliates, that two, maybe three-year-old list, and get it off and get an updated version up there. Because stations buy and sell. I don't think it's a conspiracy. They change formats like the wind, sir.
I mean, I'd love to have you in Connecticut because I can only listen to you on the Internet, and I actually don't have a shortwave radio. I was thinking of buying one, and I want everybody to listen to this because,
sir, within 6 months, even sooner, mainstream radio, unless they've really got alternative news, is losing ratings. It's falling apart. That's why they let me on a lot of big national shows because they got to get the listeners. They know people want to hear this. That's why Michael Savage is now talking about the New World Order. Everybody's cell phone with the new compression is going to be able to download high-quality audio files, listen to the radio, plug it into your car speakers. So the revolution's already happening. They're already losing control. So it's going to get easier and easier for you to listen, sir.
Okay, cool. And I just wanted to know, actually, I wanted to show your films on local access and public access. And local access is pretty lenient. So yeah, we'll do it. But public access, they said I need a written consent from you, and I was trying to...
What you do is, and I've been telling my people for you, there's so much I need to do to put a form on the website that's signed, a blank form. But sir, at the end of the takeover, I say you're authorized to air this on Access TV.
And I told them that, but they said, no, we need written consent.
Well, just get it done.
Yeah.
Okay, just... call my office and we'll fax you a signed letter, okay?
It's the 512-291-5750. All right, cool.
512-291-5750. Thanks for the call. And there's just so much. I need to get that done, too. Yeah, I waste so much time having to sign those forms and mail them out. Why don't I just put it on the website? Ah! Welcome to my life. Let's talk to Daryl in Michigan, or is it David in Michigan? Sorry, go ahead, David.
Michigan there, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, about your English cutlery story?
Yes.
Have you ever seen the original Treasure Island with Wallace Beery, where they were signing the sailors on the ship, and the captain was busting their knives in half on an anvil?
Yes.
And Dr. Livesey says, an honest seaman wouldn't mind having his knife broken.
Well, yes, that's because they would press people. They would kidnap them. That's where the draft started.
Well, they were hiring these people to go to Treasure Island.
But I'm talking about the real basis of that.
Mm-hmm.
They would not allow a pressed man to have a knife.
But they made Long John Silver the cook with the big butcher knife.
Well, for those who don't know, there's calls in England now to ban knives over 4 inches.
Well, over there in England, like the gangs over there, their favorite weapon's a piece of razor blade stuck in a wine cork. You can put that right in your pocket.
I know, but look, it's about disarming the slaves, training us to be these greebling, pathetic, simpering wimps. Anything else?
Well, you know, my dad and mom finally wised up. They moved back here from Phoenix yesterday.
Hey, I want to hear about this when we get back. Stay with us.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever wondered what former President George Herbert Walker Bush meant in 1990 by saying the Desert Storm War was a good chance to start the New World Order? The New World Order would cause us to lose our freedoms guaranteed by the Constitution and also our national sovereignty. Is this what Americans want, to be merged into a communist-style one-world government? We'd like to help you to understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Michigan, you say your folks woke up. I mean, what do you mean they woke up?
My dad said he got sick and tired of going into McDonald's and couldn't get waited on in English, for one thing. But they went to he's in the Lions Club, and they went to a dinner about a month and a half ago where they had the sheriff of the county there, and explained to him word for word what you have to say about what's going on the border. He come home, they put their house up for sale the next day.
And again, for those that don't know, everybody's moving out. The Hispanics that are Americans are fleeing. I mean, I have the newscast. There's no one in the shop, South Texas, Arizona. I mean, there's machine gunning, dead cops everywhere, but it's not on the national news. But the sheriff told them the truth, huh?
Oh, yeah. They were just far enough out of Phoenix over towards Gold Canyon and Apache Junction where they weren't living in, you know, the ghetto. But there was a walled community and just wasn't safe anymore. There were people coming through the yard at night and everything.
So they evacuated.
They actually got a good price for their house and said goodbye.
Well, you know, I've heard the Mecha and La Raza and La Reconquista people, we play their clips going, if you don't like it, just leave. But on this newscast from the Texas border, they're like, please come back, don't leave. Everyone's leaving, and it shows all these Hispanic Americans going, I'm leaving, I'm out of here. These special forces troops are killing people. You know, I mean, it's bad, folks. Listen, I appreciate the call, but it's all part of the globalist plan that you cannot run, folks. We've got to fight it. We've got to stop it. It's only one part of the equation, though. It's a fraction of it. Charles in Tucson, Arizona. Welcome, Charles.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Good.
Good, good. This whole Border Patrol subject kind of hits a personal note for me. I'm, of course, down here in Tucson, Arizona, at the epicenter of all this. I run an antique store. We have a small refinishing shop, and our owners, we have a couple illegal immigrants that work in our refinishing shop. And I got to tell you, there's a lot of ambivalence down here about this whole subject because, from my personal point of view, these guys are great workers. They're my friends, you know, and I really respect them and what they do. And, believe it or not, they make more money than me. We pay them $12 an hour.
Oh, no. Listen, Americans, now this is a complex issue, but a lot of spoiled, rotten Americans, black, white, it doesn't matter, have gotten lazy. A lot of these illegal aliens came from little bitty, you know, peasant towns. Their daddy was a corn farmer, good Christian people. They're up here to work hard. I'm talking about the government manipulating and using this group to drive down the wages. But when it comes to being artisans, the great artisans, I'm talking about 25 to 30% of the troops in Iraq being illegal aliens who became legal. I'm talking about the leaders of these groups. I said that earlier. The leaders want to make them racist, want to fill them full of La Reconquista, but that's all being funded by the Fortune 500 who want to radicalize these groups. I mean, I know most of these people are just hardworking, you know, peasantry, just like the people that built America who were Irish and German and English and Italian. All right, so I'm not saying that's not happening, but with a lot of the other jobs, it is driving down the wages. This is happening. And it just gets to the point where it creates more and more of a hunger for more and more illegals. And, I mean, we've already got 30 million of them. Do we need 30 million more? And, sir, I mean, I don't know if you know this, but the businesses are falling apart down there. And it's happening in South Texas. I mean, people are leaving in droves because of the crime rate. I mean, I'm sure you've heard about all the people getting shot and killed. And,
oh, yeah.
And the drug gangs and the special forces trained by the U.S. government.
Well, I only hear about it on your show because you get a bunch of crap from the local media here.
Well, I mean, look, I've got KVOA. You know KVOA?
Yeah.
Tucson 4.
Well, I don't really watch television, but
U.S.-trained Mexican commandos pose threat to authorities, and it says, you know, the memo alerting law enforcement. They were trained by the U.S. government, the School of Americas. They're now killing Border Patrol and others.
Oh, we hear about that. And a lot of, you know, the college kids go down to Puerto Penasco, and a lot of them are refusing to go because every week we hear about somebody being executed on the side of the road when their car breaks down.
Well, that's what I'm telling you, sir.
I know.
But I mean, or sacrificed.
Right.
Did you know about all the sacrifices?
Only from your show.
Well, I don't want you to believe me. I want you to find out.
I understand. Well,
I want you to research devil worship, type devil worship Madam Morris in.
Hmm.
They go in and find ranches, you know, 20 bodies, 10 bodies, 50 bodies. Very friendly.
Yeah,
very.
I'm sure it happens. And just like your last caller, I'm out of here. I'm moving to Seattle in about 6 months, so I've had just about enough of it.
But I mean, I want you to know, sir.
Oh, I know.
They just, you know, I said 100 bodies. That was 100 down by Matamoros over the last few years. They dug up another 75 or so. I'm going from memory. I think it was 80-plus right across the Laredo border.
Wow. Well, one
thing. How would you like to be kidnapped and have your heart cut out? Does that sound nice?
Negative.
Okay, well.
Thanks for having me on it.
Thank you. You know, you'd think that'd be a big national news story. devil worshiping drug dealers kidnapping people's children and killing them? But no, it's not.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How come every time you need to fill up your tank, you discover gas prices have gone up again? It's not only frustrating, but it's costing you big bucks at the pump. Is there hope in sight? Well, the solution is here. It's time for System 48 Plus. System 48 Plus has been proven to not only save you gas by up to 5 miles per gallon guaranteed, but System 48 Plus has also been shown to increase engine performance, compression, and horsepower with one easy application to the oil of your car's engine. It works great with regular or synthetic oils, and even has the strength for a heavy-duty diesel engine. System 48 Plus cleans the engine walls, then sticks to the engine's internal components to prevent metal-to-metal wear and friction on your engine, saving you trips to the pump and to the auto repair center. The way this product performs, you'd expect to pay over $100. But order today and you'll receive System 48 Plus for only $24.95 plus shipping and handling. Save your sanity and your money by calling and ordering your System 48 Plus today for only $24.95 by calling toll-free 866-305-0064. That's toll-free 866-305-0064. Or visit system48.net.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There's absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, right now with our guest joining us from Madrid, Spain, Daniel Estalón. He's an award-winning investigative journalist who has been researching the Bilderbergers for over 13 years. Estalón was only one of two journalists in the world who witnessed and reported from beyond the heavily guarded perimeter, the super-secret meeting at the Dorant Softel Sea Hotel in Rottig-Irgen, Munich, Bavaria, Germany, on May 5th, 8th, 2005. And we have the report from the online journal on Infowars.com, and PrisonPlanet.com, and he had a bad line when we just got a hold of him a minute ago. That's how phone calls still are sometimes to the heart of Europe, but we'll be getting him on. Amazing photographs, too. And then coming up the next hour, I'm going to play this clip from a poor Hispanic lady who called my show yesterday who just thinks all white people are racist and bad, and see, that itself is racism, and it's the self-righteousness that is so incredibly dangerous. So we'll talk about this mentality that the controlled corporate-owned media is putting into these people to get a fight going, to balkanize. We can't let this happen. And then I want to get more into so much of this other news and, of course, your phone calls. While we're getting our guest, Now I guess it's a good time to remind you that we are 7 days away from my premiere of Martial Law 911 Rise of the Police State at the Alamo Draft House in downtown Austin. We're going to be showing it at 7 and 10 p.m., two separate showings. And then we're going to be showing it again the next week, Wednesday, the 8th of June, at 8 o'clock at the Alamo Draft House, and that's on South Lamar. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait to see you out there. In the past, we've had single showings. I don't know, I've shown films four times, and three times they sold out and turned away. One time we turned away hundreds of people. Another time we turned away like 50. One time we turned away like 10 people. Other time we filled the theater up like 85%. So we're having three showings this time. Friday, June 3rd. Next Friday, 7 and 10 p.m., two separate showings, Colorado Street, downtown Austin. And I'll give a speech before each one and have a question and answer after. And, you know, give out a few DVDs, a few prizes. And then the next week, Alamo Draft House, South Lamar. They got food, pizza, everything, ice cream, floats, drinks, all of it. They got a huge menu, especially at the South Lamar one. That's Wednesday, June 8th, 8 o'clock, Alamo Draft House, South Lamar. Folks are coming in from all over Texas and even some other states. You can go to InfoWars.com and link through the Alamo Draft House website right to the subpage where you can purchase tickets beforehand. If any of the showings sell out online beforehand, I will tell you what those showings are the day of the events so you know if you can even make it. Or so you can go to one of the other showings that hasn't sold out. But it doesn't look like we're going to sell out of any of the showings online. It might get close, but you never know. So don't delay, my friends. Get your tickets today. I can't wait to meet you and see you and hang out. I'll have my books and videos and everything there, and it's going to be wonderful. Also, I have, of course, made these videos available through the websites. I have made these documentaries available through InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You can order hard copies of any of the 12 films I produced or the dozens of other films and books and audiobooks exposing the globalist that I carry, from Bloodlines to the Illuminati to 9/11 Descent into Tyranny to Jews' Preservation of Firearms Ownership's great Second Amendment video, Innocence Betrayed. We just carry so much important information. So I hope you'll go to InfoWars.com and peruse the shopping cart and order some. Or I hope that you will call, and they can answer all your questions when you call my great operators, 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Or you can just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Don't wait. Get the videos. Make copies. Get them out to people. And I want to commend those that have gotten the films and have gotten them out. I salute you. Were we able to get our guest? Oh, he's calling you via the landline. Well, that's good news. Well, what, are you unable to dial Madrid yourself on the landline? We have him. Yes. And I'm excited about this. A great individual. Coming up the next hour, I'm also going to play some audio of some poetry. You know, I like poetry. I'm quite a weirdo. Especially I like the old-fashioned poetry, the classics, and this is a Robert Browning Jr. Poem. Child Roland to the Dark Tower Came. It's about a quest, you know, I guess against tyranny and all the death and destruction along the way. Very interesting. But I want to play it because we were more literate in the 1800s when this was written than we are today. I mean, I have trouble understanding some of the words, and I'm somewhat of a wordsmith occasionally, and somewhat of a reader. And I have trouble grasping the full beauty of this poem, but, I mean, our school children, it probably sounds like an alien language, you know, something being broadcast from Pluto. But we're going to play it. About 10 minutes long, so that's coming up in the next hour. I do weird stuff like this occasionally, so bear with us. I just want to play it, and we're going to do it. Do we have our guest? More line trouble. It just never ends, ladies and gentlemen. You know what? Go with the cell phone. Go with the cell phone. Even if that sounds somewhat bad, people will understand, okay? This has been going on for 10 minutes, and I want to just go ahead and get him on. The World in the Palm of Their Hands, Bilderberg 2005 by Daniel Estulin. And I know I'm butchering that. The annual secret meeting of the Bilderberg Group determines many of the headlines and news developments you will read about it in coming months, but the establishment media completely blacked it out. With the exception of a half dozen high-ranking members of the press who were sworn to secrecy, few have ever heard of the exclusive and secretive group called the Bilderberg Group. Of course, this came out a few days ago. He might have missed the CNN piece where they said, oh, yeah, they're for world government. But they care about us, and they do control things, but that's all right. Mainstream news organizations, boastful about their no-holds-barred investigative exploits, have been strangely reluctant to lift the blackout curtain hiding a major event, the Bilderberg Group's secret annual meeting of the world's most powerful financiers, industrialists, and political figures. 2005 was a bad year for Bilderberg, and its future looks gloomy. Herculean efforts to keep their meeting secret in Germany failed miserably. Bilderberg's grief is the free world's glory and hope for future restraining the power grabbers in the dawn of the new millennium. And let's go to Daniel Estulin. Am I pronouncing your name right, sir?
You are, sir.
Well, it's great to have you. Sorry about the technical stuff.
Alex, thanks for having me on your show. I love it.
You bet. So you're joining us from Madrid?
I live in Madrid, Spain. It's for my own safety. I am from Toronto, Canada, but I felt I'd be safer here, and I could probably live longer living in Madrid than in Toronto.
Well, it's good to have you on with us. Tell us a little bit about yourself, and then let's get into what you witnessed. I mean, you pierced the veil, unlike some of the media that was there, of what was going on this year and who was there and some of the stuff that came out of it.
I was there. I've been doing this for 13 years, and I've been covering the Bilderbergers with a friend of yours by the name of Jim Tucker from the American Free Press. I'm a Russian expatriate. We were kicked out of the Soviet Union in 1980. My father was a dissident who fought for freedom of speech. He was jailed, tortured by the KGB, suffered two clinical deaths. When these people got tired of us, they threw us out. We moved to Canada, and 12 years ago, I came to Spain. My grandfather was a colonel in the KGB in the counterintelligence in the 1950s. So I am privileged somewhat to get a lot of the information from Secret Service, which are our best sources of information, not only the KGB people, but the MI6 people, the CIA, because most of the people who work for the Secret Service, as you probably know, are patriots, and they love their country, and they're doing it for the good of the nation. And they're the first ones absolutely terrified of the plans of the Bilderbergers.
Well, Jim Tucker's talked about this over and over again. You've got royalty, the heads of the most powerful corporations, 150 of them, usually 120 members and about 20, 30 guests, meeting there, and he'll talk to employees and they won't help him. But when they see how vicious and evil these people are, how you can't look them in the eyes, when they hear about their evil plans, they always give him the scoop, and I know you've had the same thing happen. So tell us what's happened in the last 13 years and what some of the Secret Service. And you got a photo here of the extremely heavy protection of the most powerful men and women in the world. The Bilderbergs are protected by the MI, 13 years of experience. And what happened this year?
Well, I want to tell you a little bit about this year, because I think pound for pound, this year's conference was the strongest in history. I mean, these people are getting very, very serious. We'll get to the talking point of the conference in a minute. But again, some of the best sources that I have had over the years are the special forces, the CIA, the KGB, the MI6, the Mossad people. They are the closest ones to the levers of power that these people control. And ones that they know that they can trust you, they want to pass on the information as quickly and as soon as they possibly can. And we're getting some very, very good intelligence. And over the last 13 years, most of the things that we've gotten have come true. One of the things that in 1996, these people have tried to assassinate me because myself and a couple of other people, we uncovered their plan to destroy Canada as a nation and join Canada and the United States into one greater North America through this one thing called the Grand Canal Water Project.
And by the way, now Reuters last week admitted Pan American Union.
Oh, exactly. That's it. Oh, absolutely. Again, as I said, this year's conference was the strongest in history, pound for pound. I have a list of some of the power brokers. Where is it? It's right here. Just check it out, some of the people who are there. Etienne Davignon, who is the honorary chairman of Bilderberger, who is the vice chairman of Swiss Tractebel, one of the strongest companies in Europe. This man owns most of the banks and electrical companies in Belgium. Martin Taylor, the international advisor for Goldman Sachs, was there. The chairman of the Deutsche Bank, Joseph Ackermann, was there. Most of the European commissioners were there. Most of the former and present prime ministers were there as well this year. Franco Bernabé, who is the usual, who is the vice chairman of the Rothschild Europe. The people were there. John Brown, who is the
new World Bank head, Wolfowitz.
Wolfowitz was there. I was the only journalist. There was another kid there taking pictures one morning. I was the only journalist in the world taking photographs of all these people. Wolfowitz was there. James Wolvenson was there. Jerome van der Veer was there, who's the head of the Royal Dutch Shell. Peter Sutherland, who's the head of the Goldman Sachs and British Petroleum. The Queen of Spain was there. The Queen of Holland was there. The Prince of Belgium was there. There was another character, a very interesting man by the name of David Byrne, who's the World Health Organization's special envoy on global communicable diseases. Now,
that's going to be their big plan for control.
Oh, absolutely. I'm presently getting some very interesting information from the sources working for the Bilderbergers and for the CIA people, and I'll have the results in the next couple of weeks. But I can tell you, it does not smell very, very good. Who else was there? Philip Camus was there, who is the head of the European Air Defense. The American delegation, of course, George David, Timothy Collins, the president of Federal Reserve Bank of New York was there, Timothy Geithner, Donald Graham from the Washington Post, your neocons, Richard Haass was there, Holbrook was there, the Secretary General of NATO was there, Alan Hubbard, who was the head of the ENA Industries. These people sell arms to third world nation dictators who then kill their citizens. He was there. He now is the assistant to the president for economic policy.
By the way, the sales to dictatorships and oligarchies are at record levels by the U.S. right now.
Oh, of course. I mean, they need to do this. They need the money. They need to destabilize nations. Vernon Jordan was there. Henry Kissinger, Bernard Kouchner, who is the director and the founder of Borders Without Doctors Without Borders, Henry Kravis, representing Kohlberg, Kravis, and Roberts. And a very interesting thing about these people, as I live in Spain, one of the top telecommunications companies here is called Auna. It's on the block. And at the conference, we got some very, very good information that the KKR, the Kohlberg, Kravis, and Roberts, are up there bidding on this thing. And as soon as the conference ended, 2 days later, it was in all the newspapers in Spain that these people are bidding along with Goldman Sachs.
So they're all there deciding who's going to get all the government contracts. It's a major scam. But let's go back to the bio weapons and how they're scurrying around, gearing up for that as a pretext for martial law. That's the intel we've been getting perpetually. Tell us about what you're getting now.
Biological weapons. I'm getting a lot of information from the meeting. I mean, this is something unprecedented this year. We have never had so much intelligence from our sources. See, it rained from the moment we got there. I'm talking about a torrential downpour for the 5 days that I was there. It rained and continued raining from 6 o'clock in the morning until midnight. That's at least the time I went to bed. And one of the things about weapons, more than biological weapons, nuclear weapons, and again, the neocon agenda in Iran is on the agenda. And it all goes back, which brings to mind actually the Falklands War. Now, can I talk a little bit about that?
Sure.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Well, one of the things about the Falklands War, it was an operation planned by the Rockefeller-controlled Aspen Institute of Colorado, and it had nothing to do about the British forces against the Argentine force. It had to do with nuclear energy. And the whole thing about Iran is these people want to prevent Iran from getting an abundant nuclear energy, because this is the nuclear energy generating electricity in cheap and abundant supplies. It would allow countries such as Iran and other third world countries to become independent of United States foreign aid, which keeps them in servitude, and this way they can begin to assert their sovereignty. And again, less foreign aid means less control of a country's natural resources by the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank, and greater freedom and independence for the people of the nation. And it's the idea that these people developing their own cheap source of energy and taking charge of their destiny is revolting to the Bilderbergers and revolting to people like Henry Kissinger, who was there talking about this in the corridors, not in the meeting itself because it wasn't on the agenda, but again, lunch break, coffee break, night dinner time conversations, and the neocons agenda in Iran was on the agenda. But again, it was very interesting that Kissinger was talking about the Falklands War while these people were also talking about the upcoming conflict in Iran.
Did you get from your sources, well, we'll find out after the break, and does it look like they may be going into Iran this summer?
Not yet. I don't have that information yet. Most of the stuff I will have over the next few weeks will deal with some very deep intelligence. But some of the things, again, the principle...
But you know it was being discussed.
Oh, absolutely. It was being discussed not only the meeting itself. It was being discussed in smaller groups. Again, these people have their meetings and they break into smaller groups and they have their smaller group discussions and then they pass on the agenda to the necessary people who then pass it on to the local and national governments and European community, etc.
Yep, so, this is the Big Smoky Room. We'll be right back with our guest. What really happened September 11th and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem, reaction, solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're talking to award-winning investigative journalist Daniel Estulin. And for 13 years, he's been covering the Bilderberg Group. I want to keep him a little bit into the next hour, so we got to move quickly to cover all of this, then to get some other news and play a few audio clips that are coming up in the next hour that, believe me, you don't want to miss. Daniel, continuing, I mean, there's no doubt, for those that don't know, that Jim Tucker's able to get their agenda and then say what's going to happen in the next year, and then that gets implemented. I mean, what they want is what they get. And 5 years ago, it was denied that it even existed. You were a kook. Now it's starting to pop up in our news, but they're telling us, yes, they want world government, but world government's good. Daniel, what other intel did you get from inside of this conference?
Well, this was one of the most terrifying conferences, and I think in history, at least the 13 years that I've been covering it. One of the biggest concerns that these people have is, needless to say, energy. And you can expect over the next couple of years the price of oil to go up to about $120 to $150 a barrel.
That's what Tucker said that Kissinger said.
Exactly. Jim and I got the same information from two different sources that the price of oil will go up. Kissinger is the one to admit it. Now, according to my sources within the group who are actually members of the Bilderbergers, these people estimate that the extractable world oil supply to be at a maximum of 35 years under current economic development and population. However, one of the representatives of an oil cartel at the conference remarked that if we take into consideration both the population explosion and the economic growth and demand for oil in such countries as China and India, we're looking at enough oil to last for about 20 years.
Now, again, they're engineering that, though, to claim there's no oil, and at the same time, as you said, not letting countries develop nuclear energy to have that monopoly.
Oh, exactly. I mean, again, this is all part of the globalist plan for the New World Order, because slavery is free, and freedom costs a lot of money, and it's not free. One of the things that they did talk about, at least mention in passing, was one of the ways, what these people need to do is, as there's not enough oil supply, they need to begin eliminating world population. And that brings to mind a 1974 report commissioned by Nixon the last couple of months of his
presidency. Written by Kissinger, where they talk about ordering the third world to sterilize half their women or no IMF and World Bank money.
Exactly. On page 9 of that report, I think the second or third last paragraph of the page, they're talking about eliminating 3 billion people in the world and 100 million Americans before the end of 2050.
And that was declassified in 1991.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've got that on Infowars.com, official CIA commission report with the headline written by the synopsis written by that demon, the boar, his real code name is. But going back here, you just mentioned population control. Your sources are saying this came up again.
This came up again at the conference. Now, this isn't the first time it has come up, but it has not come up so resoundingly and mentioned by so many people at one time during any one conference.
And you're saying at the same time, though, that they had the WHO, the head exterminator, was there.
Well, exactly. I'm going to get more information on these people over the next couple of weeks.
But what specifically intel-wise did you get on population control?
I didn't get enough information on population control to be able to tell you. I prefer to get enough leads and then to be able to put it all together. But one interesting thing about the oil depletion is I recently attended a discussion forum hosted by Aspen Institute in Berlin, and there a neoconservative by the name of Gary Schmidt was laboring the looming showdown with the Chinese, necessitating obviously a NATO participation. Now, Aspen, of course, belongs to the same influence sphere as the Bilderbergers and the Trilateral Commission.
Yeah, well, they're riding the horse of peak oil. They're creating artificial scarcity. The evidence shows that what they're claiming is a fraud.
Mm-hmm.
Well, stay there, sir. We got a break. We'll be back in 70 seconds. And we'll have one more little short segment and then a little bit of another segment. And I've got to get you back on. It's obvious that 30, 45 minutes is not enough time. So stay with us. We'll be right back. We're learning what he found out from his sources inside Bilderberg.
Berkey.